On Tuesday's front page, as the campaign grinds on, the Republican candidates are more and more dependent on so-called super PACs. Poland and its neighbors in Eastern Europe have decided this is the time to deal with their communist past. And on Indian reservations in this country, higher crime and fewer prosecutions. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the campaigning in the early primary states has left Republican candidates dependent on so-called super PACs that are spending millions on their behalf. Reports filed with the Federal Election Commission show Mitt Romney spent $19 million in January. That was almost three times the amount he raised in New Hampshire and Florida, which he won. His campaign ended January with less than $8 million on hand. Times reporter Nicholas Confessori says Romney is no longer in a class by himself when it comes to fundraising. Ron Paul raised $4.5 million in January. So did Rick Santorum after he was declared the winner in Iowa. Also in Tuesday's Times, some Republican candidates are using something called micro-targeting. That's a sophisticated online technology that allows campaigns to place specific messages in front of specific voters. Romney's digital director says micro-targeting means two people in the same house could get different messages. Catholic-sponsored hospitals that are doing well financially are increasingly joining forces with smaller secular facilities. In some cases, that's limiting access to contraception and abortion. A big Seattle hospital has offered elective abortions for decades, but it agreed to stop this month after joining with a large Catholic system. Tuesday's front page says Eastern Europe is looking for closure on its communist past, or maybe payback. Last month, a court in Poland ruled that the communist leaders who imposed martial law in December 1981 were part of a criminal group. Bulgaria's president is trying to purge ambassadors who served as security agents back then. Hungary's new constitution allows legal action against former communists. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel has just nominated a new president. He's a former East German activist who turned the files of the old East German security service into a permanent archive. In this country, violent crime on Indian reservations is more than 2.5 times the national average, but it's prosecuted at a disproportionately low rate. Times reporter Timothy Williams has been looking through data from the Justice Department. It's responsible for prosecuting serious crimes on reservations, but it files charges in only about half of the Indian country murder investigations. It turns down nearly 2/3 of the sexual assault cases. Federal prosecutors say this happens because there's not enough admissible evidence. Tribes say it amounts to a second-class justice system that encourages lawbreakers. Skiers who think they know better are falling victim to avalanches. Skill, experience, and daring are often not enough. This has been one of the most avalanche-prone seasons in memory, and it seems to be experts who are pushing the limits of safety. On Sunday, four people died in two avalanches in the Cascade Mountains northeast of Seattle. Inside Tuesday's Times, a look at Egyptian prosecutors' summary of the case against 16 Americans and others from five democracy and human rights groups. The case focuses largely on testimony from their accusers. The primary force behind the prosecution is a holdover from when President Hosni Mubarak was in power, who has continued to push the case despite opposition from the new military rulers. They're worried about losing U.S. aid. Also in Tuesday's Times, closing in on a Greek bailout. European finance ministers meeting in Brussels tried to work out final details on a bailout deal for Greece. French Financial Minister François Bayrou says the conditions are in place for a $172 billion bailout. It would require private investors to take steep losses. In the New York report, the Taxi and Limousine Commission is considering taking the television screens out of the back of 50 cabs. They'll get iPads or tablet computers instead. TLC Chairman David Yaske says the technology would open the way for riders to use things like the social network Foursquare. The company that's famous for stun guns has a new police gadget. The Taser Corporation has come up with a tiny video camera that officers can wear. It can record about 2 hours of video during a shift. Law enforcement officials say that kind of video can clear up conflicting versions of police conduct, like what happened in the moments before a shooting. This week, government officials will announce new standards for how banks treat millions of people who are facing foreclosure. Housing advocates doubt the rules will provide a beleaguered borrower with a single person to navigate the mortgage maze. Tuesday's Times says the promise of a single point of contact at the bank was a major element in the recent $26 million settlement with five big mortgage servicers. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.